as a present thing.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good day, Brevard County. This is a very important day in Brevard County, and I pray that you are ready for what God has in store for you today. My name is Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God, and I spend Monday through Friday with you here on WMIE 91.5, hosting the Refresh Radio broadcast. And it broadcasts on 91.5, 8:30 of a morning, 5 o'clock of an evening, and 10:30 of a morning on WWBC 1510. There's some other frequencies that rebroadcast the signal, but those are the primary stations that we go out on. And today is primary election day here in Brevard County. There's limited ballots. There's some judges. There's Senate candidates. What else? Clerk of court. And school board members. And if you have paid attention in Brevard County over the past few months, you realize how important your school board members are, because there were some policy decisions that were made that just basically disregarded the wishes of most of the parents here in Brevard County. And so take those elections very seriously. Don't go in there and just flip a coin and say, okay, this is the candidate that I want to vote for. I encourage you, you can actually, on your voter ID card is your precinct. You can go online before you go to the ballot box. You can download a sample ballot for your precinct, and you can do the research online and find out what those candidates support. I did that myself. It took some research before I found my voter ID precinct number. It took some research to find out which district I was in. We don't have a school board member being voted on this time in the district that I live in. But I found candidates that I would not have voted for who were running in other districts. And so I encourage you, do your research, find out, because we tend to think of politics on a national level as being the most significant. But a lot of times, it is those local grassroots issues that are very important. So I encourage you, be a good steward of the citizenship rights that you have been granted here in America, and pray and ask God to help you to vote for the candidate that best represents his will for your life here in Brevard County. So that's coming up today, and so we want to encourage you to participate. Polls are open, I believe, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., and, avail yourself of that opportunity. A lot of times primaries are overlooked. Not very many people participate in them, and so a very small percentage of people are making a decision that affects the whole. We want you to be part of that group that helps make this nation a godly nation once again. I want to say thank you to Teresi Auto Sales and Service. They are at on Clear Lake Boulevard, just a couple of blocks south of Dixon Boulevard, and they're on Clear Lake Road anyway. 636-4910, 636-4910. They're a little bit south of the Winn-Dixie on the west side of the road. They can help you with car repairs, and they can also help you should you need a vehicle. Tell Joe and Michael that you heard about them here on the Refresh Radio broadcast. It would be a great blessing to them and to us. We got a lot of stuff that is going on at Merritt Assembly of God here in the days to come. We've just had our Mornings Matter thing this last weekend, a clergy day out at Patrick Air Force Base yesterday. Here coming up in September, we are going to be having our school shoe giveaway. And that's going to be on September 11th and September the 18th. Now, unlike other school supplies, when you give school shoes away, it really helps if the shoes that you give away fit. And so that's why this is a two-day event where we are going to have on September 11th, we're going to be having a day that's the Sunday after Labor Day. We didn't want to do that on Labor Day weekend because there are so many people away. And we wanted to make sure that our children's minister was back from Guatemala, their missions trip, and we're glad to have them back so that they could be a part of this. And so on September the 11th, we're going to be inviting all of the kids who want a free pair of shoes, no strings attached. You just come to Merit Assembly of God, 10:30 to 12 on Sunday morning, and we're going to have a great kids program going for them. And then we are going to measure their feet. That way we know what size they are, whether they're boy, girl, get their name, and all of that sort of stuff. And then on September the 18th, come back, we're going to have a special Sunday service where we're going to bless as many kids as we can with new pair of school shoes. And I don't know about you, but I always like those new shoes. And so that is coming up September the 18th. If you're listening and you do not you don't attend Merit Assembly of God, but you'd like to bless some kids, listen, a lot of our kids come from single-parent households where finances are a real struggle. It's an expensive world that we live in right now, and that's just the reality of it. And so if you don't attend Merit Assembly of God, maybe you don't even have kids of school age anymore. All of my kids are out of school, out of college now, praise ye the Lord. And but maybe you'd like to bless somebody else. And so we buy them shoes that fit. They range anywhere generally from $15 to $20 a pair or something like that. And so if you would like to be a part of that blessing, even though school's been back in session for over a month, we're still going to do this, and hopefully we'll be able to bless a few more kids than we did last year. Last year was our biggest year. I think we gave almost 20 pair of shoes away last year, and hopefully we'll be able to do more than that. Also, my announcements are taking a little longer today. September the 21st, we're going to have a special luncheon for men. Joe Pons is going to be ministering. He's a pastor over on the Gulf Coast. He served as a helicopter pilot in Vietnam, and he's going to be coming and sharing from a book that he has written, and going to be ministering the gospel as well at 1 o'clock on Saturday, September the 24th. Put that on your calendar, and if you know of any military men, he will be able to help them. He mentions how God literally transformed his world and his life, and this will be a major blessing. This is just another one of our gifts of outreach to our military personnel here in Brevard County. So let's get to the word today, and I'd like you to write down this chapter today, Isaiah 35. Isaiah 35 is a phenomenal chapter. If you are out there and you ever get discouraged, or you ever get to where you're feeling hopeless about the situation, and you look around and see blessings everywhere except for in your life, I want you to turn to Isaiah 35. Write that down, because you need to spend some time in this passage. It is a great, great chapter. In verse number 1 of Isaiah 35, it says, "The wilderness and the wasteland shall be glad for them, and the desert shall rejoice and blossom as the rose. It shall blossom abundantly and rejoice, even with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given to it, the excellence of Carmel and Sharon. They shall see the glory of the Lord, the excellency of our God. Strengthen the weak hands and make firm the feeble knees. Say to those who are fearful hearted, be strong and do not fear. Behold, your God will come with vengeance. With the recompense of God, he will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Then the lame shall leap like a deer, and the tongue of the dumb sing. For water shall burst forth in the wilderness, and streams in the desert. The parched ground shall become a pool, and the thirsty land springs of water. In the habitation of jackals, where each lay, there shall be grass with reeds and rushes." And you say, Pastor Bob, what in the world does that have to do with overcoming discouragement? Listen, God says in this, in these seven verses that we just read, that he is not bound by your natural circumstances or the natural environment of a place, whether it is dry, whether it is barren, whether it's a wasteland, whether it's a wilderness, it doesn't matter. God can transform it in a way that no man could ever transform it. And it starts with a, you know, something that is considered to be a very unproductive climate, and it says, and the desert shall rejoice and blossom as the rose. Now, I believe that if God can cause a desert to be transformed into a beautiful place of harvest, that he can transform your natural situation and my natural situation as well. He is not bound to the climate of the past in as far as what he can transform it into in the future. And so it doesn't matter what your teens were like. It doesn't matter what you were like in your 20s or your 30s or your 40s. Wherever you were in the process, God can transform that to where your future has a much different look than your past does. See, I believe that when we have a God encounter and God begins to supernaturally act in our life, that you're going to be able to point back and say, my life was a mess up till that point. But when I got off the throne and let God ascend to the throne, all of a sudden things looked entirely differently. And so I want to encourage you that it says it shall blossom abundantly and rejoice. And so I want you to know that God does not just want you to blossom. He wants you to blossom abundantly. He wants you to be fruitful. He wants you to be extremely fruitful. He doesn't want you miserable and sad and angry. He wants you to be able to rejoice at everything that he does in your life. Why would we go around as representatives of the king with this look of misery on our face, saying, don't you want to become a Christian so you can be just as miserable as I am? That is not the gospel. The gospel says, I was hopeless and Jesus brought hope. I was bound and Jesus delivered me. I was discouraged and distraught, but Jesus brought me joy in the Holy Ghost. And God is able to do, he's not restricted to doing that just on an environmental level. He is able to do that on a personal level as well. He can do that in your finances. He can do it in your business. He can do it in your marriage. He can do it. I watched a documentary one time on Coach Bill McCartney. And it talked about some very difficult seasons in his life. And he decided, he was a very successful football coach at the University of Colorado. And he decided to make some changes in his life because he didn't like what his lifestyle had produced in his marriage. And so he made changes in that, and he was the founder of the co-founder of the Promise Keepers movement that impacted men and helped build strong marriages across America back in the 90s and the early 2000s. Real men love their wives. That I'll never forget that. Real men love their wives. And you and I, we need to allow God to say, God, no matter how many times I've messed up, no matter how many times I've blown it, no matter how many times I've ignored you, would you please forgive me? And would you work in my heart the way that you've always wanted to work in my heart? You see, it was man's sin that turned the Garden of Eden and this paradise that this earth was at that point in time to a place that now all of a sudden it was hard to grow crops. It was hard to feed your family. It was hard to work. It was, there were enemies of your soul that you had to deal with. There were family tragedies that occurred, all of that because of sin. And God says, if you will allow me to work in you, I can reverse that process and turn the desert back into a beautiful botanical garden, if you will. He says, it shall blossom abundantly and rejoice even with joy and singing. Okay? And so you and I, rejoicing is something that should be a part of us, and we shouldn't be afraid to sing. The scripture says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Now, I heard T.D. Jakes say something on a sermon that I was watching several weeks ago, and it cracked me up. He says, for those of you who, he was preaching on different giftings, and he said, for some of you, you may not be as gifted as the worship team up here. You might not be able to play the piano or the guitar or the drums the way that these skilled musicians are able to. You might not be able to sing, and you have adopted that scripture that said, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. And so I'm laying there, I'm listening to this, and he said, now listen, it says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. We don't want to hear you sounding like screeching cats. And I want you to know, that's, you know, it's really funny. But what I want to hear is, I love to hear people singing praises to their king. I don't care whether you can carry a note in a wheelbarrow. I love to hear people sing. I believe that God has this beautiful technology. He's always said he's not looking at the outward appearance. He's not looking for only recording artists to sing. I started singing by, this is the truth. I had an 8-track tape player in my Firebird that I was driving, and I learned to sing by playing the Imperials, with my windows up and singing to the songs that they were singing. Praise the Lord with Russ Taff and all of that era of music. And you know what? I've had people say, wow, you sing really well. And I've had my kids tell me, Dad, you don't sing that well. And you know what? It's not for them. It's not to impress anybody else. It is sing praises unto God. And so don't allow your limited physical ability or musical ability to deprive God of the praise he so richly deserves. The scripture says, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Now, we might not, you know, be in favor of you singing a solo if you can't sing. I've had a number of people who've come and told me through the years, hey, that church there, they won't let me sing. Well, can you sing? and so there's a difference between, you know, private worship and corporate worship and being a worship leader. And so thank God we have a wonderful worship leader at Merit Assembly of God. But don't let the devil steal your song. Do you ever get one of those songs that starts going through your head? See, we have this crazy family time that goes on around our house, and we just all have, you know, for the most part, we have a lot of fun. And if somebody comes in and they start singing a song, many times it will trigger that song going off in somebody else's head. And before you know it, everybody who knows the song is walking around the house and they're all singing that song. And then after they've done that a while, then they'll stop and say, who started this? And because you get that song going and it doesn't stop. What if we went around and we were singing praises to God, and it was something we were doing, not because we had to, but because we wanted to. It was something that was just naturally flowing out of our being. I believe that is what God wants to do. It says, the glory of Lebanon shall be given to it, the excellence of Carmel and Sharon. They shall see the glory of the Lord, the excellency of our God. There's an interesting word that is mentioned there. It's mentioned in two different capacities. One is excellence and the other is excellency. Okay. It says that this desert place is going to be transformed and the glory of Lebanon will be given to it. The one thing that was known, that Lebanon was known for in the scriptures, was the cedars of Lebanon. It was what magnificent trees grew there. And I've seen some really captivating photos of the Northwest of how large some of the trees had become prior to the logging industry coming into that region, and where guys would literally stretch out their arms and it would take six or eight of them in order to get around some of those trees. What God is saying here is, look, this is not going to be a little bitty dinky crop. It's going to be an excellent crop. It's going to be a place that's going to be known as a glorious place, that people are going to be talking about what is growing in that region. Wouldn't it be great if people started talking about the revival that was taking place in Brevard County? Wouldn't it be wonderful if there were souls that were being saved and people were saying, look what God is doing in Brevard County? I think that is a wonderful, wonderful place. You see, God's not afraid of the hard places. A lot of times people strategize and they look to strategically place themselves where it's going to be easy, quick productivity and growth, and you're going to be able to make a name for yourself. But God is looking for people that he can plant in difficult environments, and he can change the environment. It's not picking the low-hanging fruit, if you will, but it is about growing things in places. You see, that's what missions does. That's what Paul and Barnabas did, and Paul and Silas. They weren't content with the gospel just being to the Jews in Jerusalem, but it began to touch Judea and Samaria and under the uttermost parts of the earth, and they were part of that group that was taking the gospel to the ends of the earth. Paul said, I will not build on another man's foundation. It wasn't that he was opposed to the rest of the body of Christ. He had interaction with Peter. He had interaction with Apollos. He had interaction with other believers. He had accountability with the saints in Jerusalem. But he said, I need to take the gospel where the Holy Spirit wants me to take the gospel. And I, for one, am very glad. It says, the glory of Lebanon shall be given to it, the excellence of Carmel and Sharon. They shall see the glory of the Lord and the excellency of our God. So I want to conclude this broadcast today by reminding you that God does things with excellence. And we should be constantly looking for ways to raise our standard and improve our serve. Hopefully I am better on the radio now as a teaching pastor here than I was when I first started. I pray that I'm not stuck in the same mistake mode that I was when I began nearly 3 years ago. So when was the last time that you evaluated whether you were giving God your best or giving him your leftovers? Because he wants to give you his best. You see, that is the reality that Jesus represents, is that Jesus was heaven's best, the only begotten of the Father. And he sent him. Jesus came as the best sacrifice so that you and I could be reconciled to the Father. If God has given us his best, should not we in turn give him our best? Should we not be striving to improve our talents, making the most of our ministry, magnifying our ministry, making the gospel attractive to people? Should that not be what is ours? You see, in the ancient world, when they would come and stand before a king, they would come bearing gifts. The scripture says, let no man appear before God empty-handed. It didn't matter whether it was two mites that the widow woman dropped in the plate or whether it was a larger sum of money, it was whether or not it was their best. Jesus saw the woman with two mites, and she gets eternal mention in the Word of God because he knew that that was everything she had to live on. And she said, I'm going to give this to God. He said, a lot of people give out of their abundance or out of their extra, their surplus. They give after the fact, after all of their needs have been met. And if you know, whatever you give, praise God. I can tell you this, that we are not here on the radio to get rich. We're not getting rich here. We are here to give God our very best. We believe that God has given us favor so that we can share this message in my own style here that hopefully connects with people and causes them to see wherever you are, God has no intention of leaving you that way. Listen, it might look like a desert today, but when God is done with it, it is going to be a glorious place, and people are going to say, look at what an excellent job God did in their life. He's going to make you a more valuable employee. He's going to make you a more valuable spouse, a more valuable parent. You are going to be able to rejoice. Listen, if you're going around angry and mad, would you spend some time in Isaiah 35, and would you allow God to change your heart? I believe that there is a link between God's transformation and the emotional transformation as well. And you and I, we need to be rejoicing that God is doing. Now, what happens is we tend to look at things and we see them in their current state. You and I need to remember that every person we encounter is a work in progress. We're a work in progress. I'm not in my finished form yet. God is still working on me. It's not that he's slow. It's that I'm slow. I'm slow to change. I'm slow to adapt. Aren't you thankful for the long-suffering patience of God that he continues to wait until we are ready? And so I just encourage you today, don't be miserable. Don't be a barren place. Allow God to cause you to be a place of glorious, fruitful harvest, and people recognize you for the excellency of God. We're excited about Isaiah 35. We're going to talk more about it. But let's pray. Father, I just pray right now that there would be a wonderful change. Lord, do the change internally in us. God, there had to be change in the soil, change in the atmosphere before there could be harvest. God, do that in us so that we represent the excellency of our God. In Jesus' name, amen. See you tomorrow right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.